Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. I see Nashville Pasta Man says the series driving through Argentina really stayed with me. Likewise, my friend, that was one of the coolest experiences of my life. And I just want to remind everyone, we have set up another one for Turkey. We're driving from Turkey from Istanbul all the way to Baku, September 1st through the 15th. Exact same thing. Trying to do the whole trip spending Bitcoin, gold, or silver. So stay tuned for that. But back to the topic of the day. This is Iran attacking or a missile launch, if you want to call it that, or a drone launch against Israel Saturday night. And I think all of you know what happened, especially if you watch my live stream on Saturday evening. So I don't want to go into the details. What we're doing right now from a standpoint of macro is just in a holding pattern, waiting to see how Israel responds and if they retaliate and to what degree according to what Iran did. It's like this tit for tat going back and forth and back and forth. But I think what's incredibly revealing is how the global elite have responded to what happened over the weekend. This is the dark truth that I was talking about in the title of this video. Let's go right over to this article from CNBC and you'll realize exactly what I'm referring to. So here we go. The title, Prelude to World War III. World leaders react to Iran's air attack against Israel. So what I want to focus on is world leaders react. In other words, what they're implying is that we're getting the thoughts from world leaders. We're getting their opinions. We're getting their ideas. But as you go down and you read their reactions, what you see is the complete opposite. We are not getting their ideas. We're getting a bunch of BS. We'll keep it YouTube friendly here for the kids listening. This is And what irritates me so much about this is they lead you to believe that they really care about, they lead you to believe that they are authentic when behind the scenes, they are the complete opposite. And it's so obvious if you just pay attention to what they say, how they say it versus their actions, right? It's absolutely disgusting. And I can't believe people actually fall for this dog and pony show. Let me show you what I'm referring to. Key talking points. World leaders called for calm and utmost degree of restraint in the aftermath of Iran's large-scale air attacks on Israel. So again, when they say utmost degree of restraint, you assume they're paraphrasing, that they're taking the quotes, the ideas, the opinions of all these world leaders and kind of bunching them all together and saying, okay, what do most of these leaders have in common? What are the common denominators with the way they responded to what happened over the weekend? Next key talking point, Iran's attack, which involved the launch of more than 300 drones and missiles against military targets in Israel, has ratcheted up fears of a spillover conflict in a region already grappling with the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Biden said Saturday he strongly condemned Iran's unprecedented air attack. So again, the normie would read this and think to themselves, oh, wow, yeah, so that's exactly what Joe Biden thinks. If this is what he is saying, and obviously, this is his opinion. And that's where the average Joe and Jane would be wrong. So just some quick details, just in case you've been living under a rock here. You didn't see the live stream from Saturday evening, kind of the emergency live stream. The Iran strikes, which Israel's defense forces say involved about 300 drones, missiles against military targets. It's about 99% of the drones and missiles launched by Iran were intercepted by their Iron Dome air defense system. And they're referring to Israel's Iron Dome, which seeing the pictures of that in the videos were really just mind-blowing. Iran says its air offensive came in response to an Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria, capital of Damascus, earlier this month. Israel says they won't comment on that, but they have pledged to exact a price in response to the Saturday attack. Again, it's just this back and forth and back and forth. On Saturday, I likened it to just being in the playground and you've got two guys and one guy pushes the other guy. The other guy pushes the other guy harder. The other guy pushes the other guy harder until the next thing you know, they're at blows. Hopefully it won't come to that. Meaning, hopefully this won't escalate, and hopefully it'll de-escalate. I mean, this is how world wars start. So let's look at this. Josh, can you see what I highlighted?
Yes.
This is very important. So this is U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday said he condemned, and listen to the wording here, guys, in the strongest possible terms, Iran's unprecedented air attack. Okay. All right. So I can appreciate that, Mr. Biden, Mr. President. I respect your opinion. I appreciate your opinion on the matter. This is what the average Joe is probably thinking. But then what we need to do is we need to go down and compare this. And I'm going to get to Petro in just a moment. This guy's just a lot of times it's hard for me not to use profanity on this channel. So I hope you guys can appreciate my constraint, my discipline here. But this guy is just a complete idiot. And we're going to get to that in just a moment here. But now I don't want to get off track here. So Biden says he condemned in the strongest possible terms Iran's unprecedented attack. You got that? It's almost worth writing it down. Why? Let's see what Sunak said in the UK, because obviously he's a different person. He's a different human being there. So therefore he's going to have a different take, or maybe even a slightly different take. What is his quote? "I condemn in the strongest terms the unprecedented attack." Wait a minute here. Is that a misprint? Because I thought that's exactly what Joe Biden said word for word. And excuse me, this was Macron. I thought they went to Rishi next, and they actually went to Macron in France. So let's rewind here. I apologize. Again, Biden condemned in the strongest possible terms Iran's unprecedented attack. Macron condemned in strongest possible terms unprecedented attack. Rishi condemned in strongest possible terms Iran's attack. Looks like he forgot to say unprecedented. This is just, they are playing you for a fool. That's what these central planners are doing. Hey guys, I want to invite each and every one of you to join me May 31st through June 2nd in Orlando for Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the annual conference I do, and this year it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to have some of your favorites there as speakers, guys like Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, The Real Estate, Kenny McElroy. We're going to have Robert Barnes. They're talking about freedom and liberty. Even Rich Cooper is going to be there discussing red pill issues. This event is all about giving you the intel, the insider information you need to not only survive 2024, but thrive. The whole reason I created this event was to give you the tools you need to build the future you deserve for yourself and your family. This is an event you are not going to want to miss. So to get more information, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. You can see a full list of speakers we've had in the past. You can see clips from past events. And most importantly, you can get your tickets. As we get closer to the event, the tickets go up in price. So you're going to want to get those ASAP at rebelcapitalistlive.com. And we will see you in Orlando, May 31st through June 2nd. They think that you're stupid enough to buy this. They think you're stupid enough to actually believe this is authentic or this is sincere. That's what pisses me off the most. If they just came out and just admitted, hey, this actually isn't what we believe at all, but this is just the BS we're telling you to sound politically correct, and we just got this from Klaus's PR team. So what happens is Klaus, and I'm using as a proxy for the people who are really pulling the strings, the politicians at the end of the day, most of them are just useful idiots. Or as my buddy Tom Wood says, they are the lizard people, like Hillary Clinton, that are just out to usurp power and control. They're the sociopaths, right? But what the sociopaths do, because they want to be elected, they all want to be on the same page, is like, oh my gosh, how do we respond to this? We can't give an original idea. Absolutely not. There's no way we can allow the public to know what we really believe, but we're going to tell them, we're going to lie to them, we're going to try to pull the wool over their eyes to get them to believe that this is truly authentic. But what they're really doing is calling up the PR team at the World Economic Forum and saying, hey, how do we respond to this? And, you know, you would think that whatever, however many millions of dollars Klaus is paying their PR team, and again, I'm just using him as a proxy, you would think that they would give, it would at least be hardworking enough to give each leader a slightly different script. But they don't even do that. Like, they're, how lazy could you possibly be? Or is it just that they're sitting back in their retreats with all their hookers and cocaine, and they're literally laughing at how far they can, or what they can do, the extent to which they can deceive the general public, and to get the general public still goes along with it. Like, they have to be laughing at this. Like, they're sitting there, you know, in their sauna or whatever in Davos, and they're like, oh, remember that a couple of months ago when Iran invaded Israel? Yeah, people wanted our response. And not only did we not give them a response, we just took a script and we all used the exact same words and they bought it. Those fools, those idiots, those plebs in the real economy. And the mainstream media pushed it for us. How stupid are these people? In fact, next time, let's do something even more egregious just to see if they'll buy it, just to amuse ourselves next time we go to the country club or next time we're flying on the private jet over to Epstein's Island. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. And now it's not just the central planners in the West. Absolutely not. Let's go down and look at what Saudi Arabia is saying. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister expressed, quote unquote, deep concern. Okay. And then they went on to, or he went on to X, Twitter, and said that he is calling for all parties to exercise the utmost levels of restraint. All right. Seems reasonable. Thank you very much, Mr. Saudi Arabia Foreign Minister. But then we go down and let's look at what Egypt said. Well, look at this. Maybe it's another misprint. They expressed, quote unquote, deep concerned and called for the utmost degree of restraint. Literally word for word. Oh, but wait, there is more. Let's look at what China said. Well, wouldn't you know it? They expressed deep concern and they called to exercise calm and restraint. I mean, this is, who are these people? I mean, the level of arrogance required to do this, and they're not even hiding it anymore. You know, back in the old days, they probably would want to conceal their disdain for the average person. They didn't want you to know how much they hate you. They didn't want you to know how much they disrespect you or the lack of respect they have for you. They didn't want you to know how stupid they think you are. But now it's like a sense of hubris. To where they're like, let's see how far we can push the envelope just to amuse ourselves. I mean, this is disgusting. Oh, but let's see what Japan said. Now, I got to give Japan credit because they did express deep concern, but they also strongly condemned. So you see what they did? They took half of what the guys will call it in the Muslim world or in the East said, and then they combined it with the other half of what they were saying in the West. So let me go back because I want to I don't want to be overly harsh on the World Economics PR, on the World Economic Forum's PR team, because I said that they are so unbelievably lazy that they only came out with one script for everybody. And to be fair, they didn't. They came out with one script for the people in the West and another script for the people in the Muslim world. And then what Japan did is they're like, I wonder what script we should use. Ah, I've got a great idea. We'll just use one of each. Well, that sounds fantastic, Yoko Kimikawa. That's a great idea. Yeah, you're brilliant. In fact, you need a promotion. Let's steal some more money from the plebs by taxing them to death. And let's give it to you so you can go out there and buy another Bentley and join a higher class, more snooty country club. I mean, this is what's going on. And I can't believe that people sit back and take this. And how is nobody talking about this? Like that they just let it slide. I just can't believe it. Like, look, you've got a group of quote unquote leaders, central planners, that are treating you like a fool. And yet 99% of the people out there just sit back and take it. I'm sorry, but I can't do that. I cannot do that. If someone is treating me like a fool, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to fucking punch them in the face. Excuse my language. Now, I'm not condoning violence by any stretch, but what I am saying is that I cannot take this lying down, this blatant lack of respect. We've got, there's so many things that we have to push back on, but this should be one of our top priorities. And if you ever thought to yourself that, well, maybe George is just a little too harsh on the global elite. Well, maybe George is just a little too harsh on the World Economic Forum, the UN, the EU, the central planners, the authoritarians. Maybe they do have good intentions. Look at this right in front of your face. And this should tell you everything you need to know about what their true intentions actually are and how they see you, the average Joe and Jane. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism, and push back against these disgusting human beings. And if you want to join together as a group to push back, I suggest you go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. We're going to be talking a lot about this. And if you think I'm pissed off now, just wait till you hear me speak there. You can get your tickets at rebelcapitalistlive.com, and we'll see you on the next video.